and I'm David Smoke. John, great to have you on. 10 years ago when I launched a radio show in Waco, you were on our first show, and this is our first week. We appreciate your time. Is this kind of a, I know everything that we have to worry about around the country and the world is in focus, but how frustrating or difficult is this time for you as a general manager?
Well, I mean, a little bit of a loaded question, right? So just because it's like the weight of the topic that we're all dealing with is so enormous. And, you know, I mean, I've got family and friends in the New York area, which is hit a lot worse than where we are right now. And you've got people that are, you know, worried about their jobs and local economies. So there's a lot of things going on. My primary concern right now is just kind of making sure our people are taken care of, our players, our staff, our people we've got spread out around the country and in some cases the world. So that's probably the thing weighing on me the heaviest. I think we've done a pretty good job of staying connected. You know, we're trying to get out ahead of things and generate content, and some of our departments are really able to put a lot of real good programs and things together that'll help us once we get back out and start playing. But even more than the content, it's just the priority of making sure our people feel connected, right? Everybody's sitting at home. Some like myself are actually enjoying their time with their families, but we got other people sitting in apartments by themselves. That part is pretty challenging, and I think we all feel a responsibility to make sure they feel connected as well.
John, are you able to do any roster building at all right now or any of that because of the data you had in a couple weeks of spring training, or do you still need more time to figure that out?
No, not a whole lot. I mean, listen, I think we were down to just a handful of decisions, a couple spots in the bullpen, you know, a couple spots on the bench. There weren't too many real major decisions we had in camp on the big league club. You know, we had a number of decisions in the minor leagues to make as far as where guys go and things of that nature. But that's been secondary. I think we just recently in the last week or so started to think a little bit about, you know, the different possibilities that we could be in coming out of this, whether it's expanded rosters or, you know, playing more games in a shorter period of time. Again, all very speculative on our part, but just trying to play through some of those kind of scenarios and think through, you know, what type of roster setup would make sense for each of them.
There's been a lot of talk this week, you know, various reports on what Major League Baseball could do, how it could be done with a regular season getting underway. But what is the conversation like with you and perhaps other front office people, other general managers around the league? Is that a regular conversation you're having on a daily basis with guys around the league? Is it just kind of touch and go? Like, what's the talk like with the GMs around Major League Baseball right now?
Yeah, I think a lot of the conversation right now is just and really was for the first couple weeks. You know, we were just trading notes on you know, on how we are handling a lot of the same issues. In fact, I was actually on a conference call with some you know, GMs and heads of organizations from other sports as well yesterday, and you know, whether it's NBA or NHL or European soccer or, you know, whatever the case, the NHL, like, we're all dealing with the same things, right? Which is, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, and they both stem from how much unknown there is right now. And, you know, it's how do you keep your players in somewhat ready, because we don't know, you know, how soon we might be playing. You can speculate, but you don't truly know. And then secondarily, you know, how do you keep your staff engaged and morale up and make sure that people have what they need? And I think, you know, almost everything we're dealing with falls into one of those two buckets. And the same thing with my counterparts here with baseball. I've had a number of conversations with them, talked to the league. They're kind of reaching out and gathering opinions on a variety of operational issues, depending upon what the circumstances are, you know, when we're able to come out of it.
Is there any question that the position group that is affected the most would be pitchers, or am I missing the boat there?
You know, man, I don't know. Honestly, I think on the surface, you know, one of my bigger concerns is going to be what you're implying there, Smokey, which is the, you know, the risk for injury you got guys built up, then you slow them down, then you build them back up again. And you know, that start and stop, especially for young pitchers, concerns me. I think the veteran guys, they kind of know their bodies. They know how to kind of keep the engine idling, so to speak. The younger guys are this is new for a lot of them. And it's new for everybody, but it's these guys aren't, they're not used to throwing, the what your arm is supposed to feel like at this, you know, every time of year after a career high in innings and things like that. So, you know, we're trying to stay on top of that. Our guys are doing, our medical staff as well as our coaches are doing a regular check-ins. Some guys have been more responsive than others. Some guys are more engaged than others. Some guys have better setups than others, right? We've guys that have mounds in the backyard and a neighbor that can catch them. And we have other guys that are in an apartment in New York City and, you know, they can't do much of anything. So, you know, we just got to be flexible with that.
You guys had a rotation this year going in that was really kind of amazingly set already when you were going into spring training. I know you got to see something out of guys, but how confident did you feel in that, especially to give you a pretty good start with the top four guys, especially that you had?
Yeah, I mean everybody showed well. You know, I mean, I think obviously Mikey and Lance Lynn coming off their years last year, you know, kind of felt good about them. And then they both appeared like they didn't miss a beat. You know, Kluber and Gibson, we were both able to acquire, in our minds, maybe a little bit depressed value because they had, you know, some issues. Kluber had a broken arm, missed most of the season. Gibson had the ulcerative colitis in the second half, and it really like limited him. And you know, both guys showed really, really well, and looked like they were on their way to being, you know, fully recovered from those issues. So, you know, encouraged there. And Jordan Lyle, the guy, he's a first round pick. He's always had a ton of talent. Seemed to have figured some things out a little bit last year. And so, you know, we're excited about that group. We were excited about them to, you know, start a couple weeks ago, and whenever we get the green light, we'll still be excited about them.
Is there anything positive, John, about the delay?
Man, this is more on a personal level, but I have never spent this much time with my family at home. Mm-hmm. Never had this opportunity. And well, I don't like the circumstances. I absolutely love the ability to have dinner with them every night, to be around, you know, to be engaged, to have time for each other. So that part for me is a major win. I imagine I'm not alone in that. Mm-hmm. You know, the other piece of it for me that's been a positive is I think people's true colors and true priorities come out, and I've seen so much good in our organization, people caring for one another and reaching out and, hey, so-and-so is struggling a little bit, or, hey, you know, this person may need a little pick-me-up, and just people coming up with different ideas. And, you know, it's hard. I mean, we all need contact. We need feedback, and it's a hard environment to get that in. But I've just been really it's been really nice to see and people both in leadership positions and in entry-level positions stepping up to help other people. It's really encouraging on a small level.
I know you got to go. Have you accidentally, like, seen a Rangers game pop up on Fox Sports Southwest and panicked because you thought you
were... Wake up in a cold sweat. Yeah. Can't wait till the real ones start on again.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it, JD. Have a great day.
All right, you guys take care. Yeah, be safe.
That's Rangers General Manager.